Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Living easy, living free. Season ticket, one way ride. Ask it now.
He's a political pundit type. Jack Posobiec is his name. And he tweeted out after Biden did his little press briefing in the last hour. Biden blamed Trump, refused to address the crisis, and took zero questions, to which you guys will appreciate this, Dave and Fred, maybe more than Sue. Cato Kaelin responded, he sprinted out like he was trying to catch a plane out of Kabul, which I thought was pretty good.
Somebody responded and said,
holy crap, Cato Kaelin is still alive. Sue, did he come visit this side of the building? He was in here, three or four years ago?
Yeah, was he for Comic-Con?
It was one of the Comic-Cons.
And he did not come to the music side.
Let me just say, he was a fantastic interview.
Really?
He really was genuinely a great interview. He answered all the questions.
Interesting. And
Jane was there that day. Remember her and Cato, this is what
are you saying?
Did
they bonded?
No, because so he comes in. I wasn't following him on Twitter, so I followed him on Twitter. I still follow him on Twitter, right? And did he hit the follow back button for Mark Reardon? No,
did he?
No, he did not. Jane Duker follows him. He hits the right away, the follow back. So I just didn't cut it with.
That's a shame. Cato. I don't know if that's a bad thing.
No, probably not.
Now, watch out how you say cut it, too. Cato, too.
Okay, Dave.
Well, I'm just saying, Mark.
I know. So I got sucked into something here that I'm just going to share with you guys because I think it makes a pretty good intro to Sue's News, which is coming up. We have the Attorney General as well and Mr. Cusumano. Hey, by the way, the Cardinals won six in a row. Have you noticed?
Uh-huh.
I mean, against the worst teams in baseball, but still.
It's
six in a row.
Yeah.
It helps when you play the crappy teams and you beat them.
Well, they got the Brewers this week, so you just never know. And Cy Young candidate Adam Wainwright on the mound tomorrow. All right, so there was this thing on BuzzFeed, and it was one of those clickbait things, but I did find this one interesting. Surgeons are sharing the wildest things they found in someone's body, and I can't comprehend it. But some of these are, you know, you have lists like this every once in a while. I know, Sue's got the look on her face.
Yeah.
There's a few of these things that are very interesting and unique. Here's one that I'll just start with. A guy put a cucumber down his throat and broke it off so he couldn't pull it back out. He came in with his wife. I don't know why you would do that, right?
I shouldn't have looked at Dave.
here's another one.
I don't want to know the backstory behind that one.
There's a couple more that you're not going to want to know.
Absolutely not.
Do you guys know what a Bezor is?
B-E-Z? That's the guy who found an Amazon, Jeff Bezos, right?
Hold on, Bezos. I feel like I should know this.
It's Monday with Dave Klein. You probably should know this. Bezoar. It's a giant hairball, apparently. So this physician says,
and
we found a Bezoar, a giant
them?
Hair. Well, you have animals.
Oh,
I
see. Okay.
A giant hairball in the exact shape of a stomach. Turns out the patient worked at a hair salon and was eating other people's hair.
No!
What in the world?
No.
I don't even... What?
Oh, I'm not done yet.
What was that show where people ate weird things? This is obviously whatever that, you know, whatever that is in your brain.
Was that Risk Factor?
No, that was worse than that, Fred. They were eating like metal and stuff. It's a thing.
Ew. Hair? That is disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Here's another one. Surgeon here, a trauma patient fell on steel rebar and it went in on one side of their chest and out on the other. It somehow missed his heart, esophagus, and major arteries, We removed it with no critical injuries. Every once in a while, you see that wild X-ray. And there is one here that, let's see here. I had a real good one. This one's
better.
Crazy. Listen to this one. This one's actually quite fascinating. And I don't think it'll make you say, ew. It'll just make you say, what? Neurosurgeon here. A guy came into the hospital with 3 days of a headache out of nowhere. Head CT showed a large nail through the anterior skull base, above the nose, between the forehead. When asked about it, he said he had been using a pneumatic nail gun a couple of days before. He remembered a moment when he didn't brace the gun right and it rebounded, hitting him in the face. It must have fired a nail when the end hit him in the face and he didn't realize it. He says he did have a small wound in his cheek that fit the story and there was a little blood. But luckily, the nail avoided the large blood vessels.
Oh,
and
my God.
They wow. had to, yeah, I mean, that is a cherry pit from the sinus of a man that stuck up his nose 40 years earlier. I don't believe this one. Surprisingly, his lifelong problem with the right side sinus drainage resolved.
Why would you not believe that?
Come on.
Why would you not believe
that? The thing was
that?
Stuck up there for 40 years?
The guy didn't know he put a nail in his head.
Well, that's a good point, Sue. Cement. I work in derma and had a couple of women come in with cement injected in their faces and didn't know why they couldn't feel their faces or do certain facial expressions. And yes, they wanted a discount dermatologist, so they went to Mexico.
Oh,
never
so that's
a good idea.
Mexican Botox, is that what you're saying?
Sounds like it.
Oh, that's horrible.
I am a dental surgeon. We had two men come into reception, one of whom had a snooker ball in his mouth. You guys know what snooker is?
I know this because of Hancock and Kelly.
You know, it's kind of like pool, right?
Right.
But
oh,
it's a different
okay.
ball.
All right.
They played at Booch's in Columbia.
Same size-ish?
No, it's a little smaller ball,
okay.
Yes. Right?
And the table's bigger, too.
But the man who didn't explain that they had been at the snooker club down the road bet someone that he could fit a snooker ball in his mouth. He won the bet. Then he realized he couldn't get it out of his mouth. They had to sedate him.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Did he really win the bet?
The jaw.
I don't
right.
know if that's
exactly.
Considered a win.
Right. You won $100 to then pay $1,000 medical bill.
I'm a former
good job.
ER tech. We had an older gentleman come in with a mayonnaise jar that he filled with water and a goldfish up his ass. I don't know what.
How do you get it up there?
I'm
gonna do one more here. See if I can find
poor
a good
fish.
One. There's a bunch of them here.
I still think the grossest one is still the hair.
Yeah, the hair's gross.
The hair's pretty bad.
The basor, as I like to call it.
That's right.
A man came into my clinic with a really bad stomach pain. I felt around his stomach, gave him an X-ray. What I found was two pool balls and key cards. Maybe key cards. I asked him how this happened, but all I could get out of him is that he was super blackout drunk. Yeah, kind of sounds like it. That must have been key cards, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or car keys. Or car keys. I guess it would be car keys, right? There you go. Funny, odd things that people put into their body. Sometimes, Sue, not even knowing it. Go figure.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
A recent study on the most popular band T-shirts, okay, revealed the top choices. Now, this is among all genres of music. Who would you guess? Just throw me out there something, Fred. Who would you think top 10 band T-shirts?
The Eagles.
Nope.
I'm going to guess Dave. Rolling Stones.
Nope.
Wow.
Mark?
Wait, what a second.
All genres. Currently.
All genres. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. Miley Cyrus or
no.
Taylor Swift?
AC/DC.
Ding, da, da, ding.
Van
AC/DC.
Halen. How about Van Halen? Are
no.
they out there?
AC/DC though, is
job,
number
Well, did you
one.
Say the one that you said on your shirt right now?
Yeah, what about Grateful Dead?
Grateful Dead is not on there.
Oh,
no?
Okay.
Interesting. They have a pretty synonymous logo, too.
Yeah, that's true. It's an odd... I'll just say that classic rock T-shirts are still the most popular. At number 10, Ariana Grande. Say what?
On a T-shirt?
That's right. Number 9, Prince. The Beatles at number 8. Foo Fighters at number 7. This was interesting. Bob Marley at number 6. I kind of like it, but I don't know that I would have guessed it. But I think the T-shirts are kind of cool looking, so
yeah,
people get them.
I got a couple Bob Marley T-shirts. And a few Foo Fighters ones, actually, too.
Do you really? Okay, yeah. You're kind of the king of this. Okay, number 5 is Green Day.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd, number 4.
Got a few of those, too.
Do you really?
I can't believe we didn't pick out Pink Floyd from the beginning.
We should have thought of that. I would have guessed Rolling Stones, too. Number 3, Queen. Yeah. And number 2, Aerosmith.
Okay.
Who cares about Aerosmith? Yeah. But that's just me. Number 1 was AC/DC of currently all genres. Just a list that has AC/DC and Ariana Grande on it freaks me out.
You know, one of my great regrets from all the concerts that I attended in the 80s, because I went to every damn concert that came through town, and every time, my mom and dad will tell you this, I bought a t-shirt. Every concert I bought a t-shirt because I wanted the souvenir.
Well, yeah. Did you
and
get,
they were always those stupid black t-shirts. Oh. And once I realized that they're ugly and they look really stupid, I never bought one again. But I had every t-shirt and I just dumped them. Those would be worth
They are worth money now.
Yeah,
does anybody watch Pickers, American Pickers?
I've seen it before, sure.
It's incredible the amount of you can get for original band t-shirts. I had a really cheap Police Synchronicity one, but it wasn't great quality.
None of them were good quality.
Yeah, the ones that they save tend to be of better quality, but yeah, you can make some money off
of that. Well, what they've done now, and Dave, I don't know if it's the... Dave's got a Grateful Dead shirt on right now. I think it's Target and some of the other big merchandisers have gone in, they've bought the rights, they've reprinted some of these designs, and they've done it on softer t-shirts for better quality.
Well,
but
is that a little glimpse into your wardrobe?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you have a favorite one, Dave?
I have on that list. I have 4 of the 10 bands.
That's incredible.
T-shirts. Probably a lot of my Pink Floyd shirts, just because their logo is just so cool.
Here's what's funny. I've been probably. I'm going to make an assumption here. Maybe to more concerts than the 3 people that are, on the other side of the table from me combined. Because I go to a lot, and I never wear a concert shirt. I haven't worn a concert shirt in probably 30 years.
Fred, do you own a concert t-shirt?
No, I don't.
I only buy them if they're cool. If they're unique and something different. Like, there's a band that I love, Dawes. Nobody's ever heard of them.
D-A-W-E-S. Okay.
And I love those guys, and I did buy a t-shirt from Dawes. But for the most part, you go to the pageant, or you go to Verizon Wireless, or whatever they call that thing, Hollywood Casino, the t-shirts are not very good looking.
Yeah, if you got a good
and the one,
one
that
I'll
is like every once in a while someone will have like a long sleeve or a baseball shirt or a hoodie and it's like $90.
You're right.
Right?
$90 and you've already spent $1 million to get
there. They were always $10 when you were going to the concerts back
then. $10 or $15
80s,
right?
Yeah.
Well, the tickets were only $10 then too.
Fred, we need to buy you a concert t-shirt. The Field of Dreams game last week turned out to be a ratings winner. I don't think that's terribly surprising. Fox Sports said it was its most viewed Major League Baseball regular season game in 16 years. 5.9 million households tuned in to watch as the White Sox beat the Yankees. But this is TV and streaming. So, I don't know if we counted that 16 years ago. Now, this outside of New York and Chicago, some of the top markets to watch it, Kansas City and St. Louis.
Yep, there you go.
You know, I was really bummed out because I wanted to watch that game, but that was the night of the big storm, and all of our power went out.
Oh, Fred.
So I just sat in the dark, with my cell phone flashlight, but I couldn't watch the game on TV.
Were you in that? There were a bunch of people that had power out for a long time.
We were out for about 8 hours.
Okay. I think it lasted into the next day for some people.
Did it ruin your fridge food?
I never opened the fridge.
Okay,
that's
good
the key.
Smart. Good man.
But the good thing was ESPN repeated the game the next night.
Oh, that's nice.
So I got to watch it 24 hours later.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I was always saying when I was watching the game, I thought of what Jim Sorrell told us the other day, who helped on the drainage system up there.
Yeah.
He said, 3 feet into that corn, there's a big security fence, as you might imagine, right?
Yes. You got to watch out if you go. So St. Louis, Kansas City, and randomly, Hartford, Connecticut were the big towns that viewed it.
One of these things is not like the other.
That is correct. I would not have either. They are planning on doing another Field of Dreams game, of course, in 2022. I assume, wouldn't the Cardinals be asked again if we were supposed to be in the first one?
Yeah, you'd think they'd ask us back.
I don't know.
Well,
I haven't heard anything.
The schedule just came out, so wouldn't we know at this point?
That's what I was going to ask you guys.
I have not seen that, but that's a good question. We can ask Mr. Cusimano about that.
Oh,
You think Des Moines would have gotten more people to watch the game.
Yes, no one cared in Iowa. Of course, they don't have a really vested interest in it. The U.S. government has launched a formal investigation into Tesla's autopilot system. They believe that the autopilot system has difficulties spotting parked emergency vehicles with flashing lights. Now that, oops.
Yeah, no kidding.
Have you ridden in one that's
I have.
That's automatic?
Yeah, I have.
What did you do? Or how'd you like
it? Did you turn on autopilot?
I was with my friend Jonna. We were on 44 at the time. This was a few years ago, and I think the technology is better than it was. And I borrowed a Tesla from him also, you might remember, when I was getting my car fixed. And I didn't trust it, so I never engaged that. But we were going down 44, and it was fine. I mean, I didn't really trust it to not pay attention, but it worked.
When I was in Atlanta a couple weeks ago visiting my son, his roommate owns a Tesla. And so we were driving on the rush hour traffic in Atlanta, and he put it into automatic pilot, and he turned around and started talking to us.
Right.
And my wife and
freaky.
I were like, oh,
yeah, I know.
I was very scared.
If your son lives with a guy who has a Tesla, are they living in the Taj Mahal of apartments? What is happening?
Man. Yeah.
Are they? Yeah, says Fred.
These spoiled kids, I'll tell you.
Maybe they could afford to buy you a band T-shirt.
They're on the 33rd floor.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, he picked out a nice friend there. Autopilot has been misused by drivers who are supposed to be alert and ready to take over control. Some have used it when they're riding in the back seat. Hello?
Well, what are you doing in the back seat?
Well, nothing good, I guess. A total of 25 crashes since 2016 that have involved Tesla Autopilot, and it's caused 10 deaths. That is why they are now looking into it. I just found this interesting. London Bridge got stuck open recently and caused a huge traffic jam. I didn't realize that it still had traffic and actually would stop. You know, there's nothing more annoying than when you go to Florida. Well, there's more things that are annoying. But when you get stuck on one of those bridges and they just stay there and you're caught in traffic. And it happened in London. It went up to let a tall ship pass and they couldn't get it back down. It was built in 1894 and they're working on it now. We'll see.
All I know is the nursery rhyme.
That's London Bridge is falling down.
London Bridge is falling down. What's the last line?
Mm-hmm. Falling down. My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady, something.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My Fair Lady. Random fact. I have two of them today because they're so great. Random fact number one, maybe not so great, but interesting. The most common street name in America is, anyone?
Second Street.
That is correct, Dave.
What?
Wow. Yep.
Wow. I've heard this one before. Why isn't it First Street?
We have no idea. Okay. Third is the second most popular.
I thought it was going to be Maine or something like that.
I did too. First Street is the third most popular, then Fourth Street and Park. And finally in Sue's News, random fact, there are 80 Legos for every person in the world.
What?
That is correct.
And I have about 60,000 of them.
So there's like billions and billions and billions of Legos, right? Billions and billions. That's Sue's News for a Monday edition on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll take a break. The Attorney General, Eric Schmidt of the state of Missouri, coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Attorney General of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, to check in with us here this afternoon. I want Fred and Dave react to this story here. This is just breaking from Florida, Tampa, Florida, WFLA. The Hillsborough County School Board will hold an emergency school board meeting on Wednesday, August 18th from 1 to 3:30 due to rising COVID-19 cases across the county. As of 7 a.m. Monday, 5,599 students and 316 employees in Hillsborough County Public Schools are in isolation or quarantine. Isolation refers to individuals who have tested positive for COVID-19, while quarantine refers to those who have had close contact. So they basically have the whole school district on lockdown.
5,000?
Well, yeah, close to 6,000 students and 316 employees. The story doesn't really give a lot of details, but here's why I bring it up. Because We're in this period. I just got an email today about my daughter's teacher in first grade at Stanton Elementary, so we're very excited. A year ago, Fred, we were getting ready for school, and school never happened, right?
Right.
You remember I told the superintendents of the Mark Reardon plan, get those kids in if they're sixth grade or under, and that right. finally happened, but it took a while. But honest to God, I'm sitting here again. I see a story like that, and I'm bracing for this to happen all over again. Now, school has only been in session there for 4 days. So, essentially, they've locked things down in Tampa. Now, word of caution, okay, and a couple of things that are positive here. We heard stories like this at the beginning of last school year. There was a breakout in Alabama. It was the same thing. It was like school's only been in session for 2 days, and look what happened here. Nothing bad happened out of that at all. And I don't think I ever heard any details. Now, Delta variant is different, so maybe this is going to turn into something different, but I would offer this nugget of advice for parents who think they're going to get away unscathed this fall without having lockdowns and quarantines. I think you are, unfortunately. It won't take much for the school districts to do that. I think we're joined right now by the Attorney General of Missouri. Eric Schmidt is with us. Hey, how are you, Eric?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Good. I want to talk about the Mexico order and the victory there. But on the COVID front right now, I do have Steve Ellman on after the top of the hour. Is it your office that will be back in court this week with St. Louis County?
Yes, actually, yeah. So on the 17th, we'll be back in court on the more permanent side of the injunction. We feel confident; nothing's really changed. The council again rejected the idea that you're going to require masks countywide. So we feel good about it. We won that 2 weeks ago. We're back in court this week, so we're hopeful that St. Louis County will remain free to make their own decisions.
You know, though, that people like you, and even more so people like you, you're more important than me, but guys like me on the radio, if we, you know, support things like that, we're called murderers at this point by some on the left.
It's totally crazy, Mark, where there's got to be some level of proportion. And the idea that you would dare challenge this orthodoxy, that you're going to be cast out when you're having a discussion, is ridiculous because the science doesn't support it. The idea that vaccinated people have to wear masks all day long, and the fact that kids 5 years old are wearing masks, or being the government requiring them to wear masks right. all day long, is ridiculous. If a parent wants to decide that, that's one thing. And if you've been vaccinated and want to wear six masks and walk around Forest Park by yourself all day long, This is America. Go do it. That's what I said. But the government shouldn't be telling people to do that. The science doesn't support it. If you're under the – look, COVID's a real thing. But if you're under the age of 25, you've got about a 1 in a million chance of dying from COVID. There have been no kids who died of COVID under the age of 10 in Missouri. Now, does that mean we shouldn't be vigilant? Of course not. But let's make sure we're getting the facts out there. I think that there's so much misinformation and panic that's being driven, by the way, for people to aggregate power like Sam Page. You know, they get to aggregate, accumulate, and maintain power by stoking fear. And I have a problem with it. And as long as I'm Attorney General, I said this on a video that went viral last week on Twitter. I do not want to live in some futuristic dystopian biomedical security state. And I'm going to do everything in my power to prevent that from happening and making sure that people can live their lives and make their own decisions.
Yeah, and I played that audio last week. Look, we're acting, some of the folks like Sam Page and the mayor of St. Louis and others are acting as if the numbers on kids with COVID are exactly the opposite. Now, to your point, we don't want kids to be harmed by this, but you have to at least follow what's going on. And people are acting like this is, you know, the kids are dropping like flies. They're getting COVID like crazy. And they're not. And by the way, the other issue here is with young people in particular, at least those ages 12 and up, the comorbidities are a big issue. So if you feel like you are a parent of a child who has risks, well, that's when you have to be more careful.
Absolutely. It's just like if you're over 70. That's a different calculation than if you're under 7. You know, and the idea that putting all these numbers in there to stoke fear, which is exactly what's happening, and these are the numbers. Under the age of 19, there have been 5 people who've died of COVID since the pandemic started. Now, again, does that mean we shouldn't take it seriously? Of course not. But I don't hear people in the mainstream media talking about that. I just don't. And I think there's a reason for it, because they want people glued to the TV sets thinking that this is lurking around the corner for everybody. And there's no distinction on risk category or age. And of course there is. There's going to be a seasonal nature to COVID. We're going to be living with COVID. It's not going away anytime soon. And so the question is, how do we adapt to that? What do we do about it? Do we scare people and live in forever lockdowns? Because, by the way, if this is the principle by which people should wear masks all day long, then we might as well talk about everybody wearing masks forever.
Yeah, right. I agree.
So anyway, I just think there needs to be some sanity. And, by the way, the science doesn't support what the Democrats are talking about right now in St. Louis County. It just doesn't. It doesn't support it. And I've been vilified by some on the left because I have the gumption, and you, I know, and others, to call this stuff out. But I don't care. I was elected to represent the people. And by the way, I still think that we're a great country that believes in individual rights, and people can make these decisions themselves.
Attorney General Eric Schmidt is with me this afternoon. So you scored a bit of a victory here on the Remain in Mexico policy. Explain what happened here.
So it's a big win. It's probably the biggest win against the Biden administration to date. So on day one, Joe Biden issued a 2-sentence executive action essentially that said that he's reversing President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy or the migrant protection protocols. So what does that mean? Under President Trump, it's very successful that if you came here and you were seeking asylum, okay, by the way, it was discovered that 9 out of 10 asylum claims were bogus. But if you were seeking asylum, you got your court date, you got due process, but the waiting room was Mexico. Why was that important? Because it creates, if you don't have that, like what Joe Biden has created by eliminating President Trump's order, you create a perverse incentive for really bad actors and drug cartels to demand certain payments as people try to make their way to the border. Because once they're in the United States, they cross illegally, claim asylum, under Joe Biden's policy, they're released into the interior of the United States, never to be seen again. That is not a sustainable immigration policy. That is not border security. We've seen 1.1 million people enter the country illegally that we know of since January. You had over 200,000 in July. That's not a viable strategy. And so the court agreed with us. It said that action was not done properly by the Biden administration. It didn't consider all the factors like all the human misery and human suffering and human trafficking and drug trafficking that this is created now, an increased, you know, proportion of that. And so they said, yeah, you're going back. So we are back to the Remain in Mexico policy under President Trump, where Mexico is the waiting room. They're going to appeal that today. It's going to be decided in the next week. We're very confident in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that we'll remain victorious. And it's a big victory. It's a big victory for border security. It's a big victory for the rule of law. And we're proud to, you know, Missouri be leading the charge on that.
So the judge said that the Biden administration failed to consider several of the main benefits of the program. What were those main benefits?
Essentially that if you have an incentive, think about this, if you have an incentive to bring people here illegally. You're getting paid for it. This is what these coyotes referred to as, or the cartels. They will intercept people and say, you're going to pay me to get you across the border or else. There is, it's big business, because if they get them here illegally and they're apprehended, they claim asylum, okay? While they're waiting for the asylum hearing, they're released into the interior, so they come back for your court date, okay? That is, and guess what? Most people don't come back for the court date. They're
figure.
Just gone.
Yeah.
Right. And so what this policy does now, it says, while you're waiting for your court date, you're going to remain in Mexico. And it's incredibly effective. It eliminates this incentive, which, by the way, this is not compassion. You see what's happening on the border right now. This is not about compassion, okay? These are people, human beings. This is a humanitarian crisis. Women and children have a denoted value to them for these people who are engaged in human trafficking. And so it's not sustainable. It's not good for the country. And by the way, a lot of COVID variants, if that's what we're worried about COVID. If you have a porous southern border, that's not good for that either. So I think that it's a big, big victory. We're happy to be leading the charge on it. Missouri, we worked with Texas on it. And again, it's about pushing back. Federalism is about, you know, the states created the federal government with limited powers. And when you're going to go off and do this stuff like Joe Biden did, it's up to the states to push back. We're the last line of defense. And I'm going to continue to do that as Attorney General.
All right. A little off the beaten track, but still a humanitarian crisis. And you're running for the United States Senate. Any thoughts on this disaster that's unfolding in Afghanistan?
I mean, I tweeted this out. The Biden presidency has been a complete and unmitigated disaster. I mean, to not be aware, I mean, it's this fighting season. There's all kinds of factors in play. But for them to completely let go of the rope, and you see the images that are coming out, you know, it's sort of the same thing where they cut off, you know, the Keystone XL pipeline and now begging OPEC to, you know, produce more oil for the United States. I have no idea. It's certainly not an America first kind of agenda. And, you know, 20 years spent in Afghanistan, for this to be how the United States leads is incredibly embarrassing for this president and shows a lack of leadership. And by the way, still no one in that administration has answered for any of this. I mean, how you're not on television talking about this is a really lack of leadership. And I think just goes to show you what's going on in that White House. It's a disaster.
I think we know why that's happening and why he ran away from the questions this afternoon. One final question. This is just a yes or no, because we're running short on time. And Frank Cusimano is coming up here, Mr. Attorney General. The Cardinals won 6 in a row. Should we care at this point?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
You
say yes. We'll
see. Of course we should. Of course we should.
All right, Eric, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, Mark. Take care.
And yes, Frank coming up. We'll ask that same question to Cusimano next. I think I should have saved the audio from Friday when Frank was on with us. Mr. Cusimano, didn't you say, look, we might be talking Monday after a sweep, right? And here we are, 6 in a row. They're doing it again. It's just like 2011, Frank.
Well, I hope your optimism turns out to be correct. It wasn't a bold prediction because the Royals are the Royals.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's 6 in a row. It's 8 out of 9. They did exactly what they had to do. They pounded the bad teams. And here we are on a Monday where you're 2 games behind the Reds and 4.5 games behind the Padres for that final wild card spot. I'm not talking about the Brewers. That's the team that's 25 games over 500. But it's all of a sudden doable, that second playoff spot.
Unfortunately, you have to face those Brewers this week. But we have Cy Young candidate Adam Wainwright on the mound tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and you know, Mark, it's just amazing how much higher the baseball IQ and how much smarter Mike Schilt is when he gets starting pitching like this. Jack Flaherty was dominating. Wainwright has been great. J.A. Happ, 5 2/3 scoreless. John Lester gave them a good outing. I mean, all of a sudden, oh boy, this Mike Schilt, he knows what he's doing. Well, it's because he's got a starter that's giving him a chance to win.
So how did Flaherty look the other night?
Oh, dominating. Just
good.
Dazzling. It, like he never missed anything. You just got a feeling that, you know, the arm is rested, that he could just go on a tear here, you know, these final 6 weeks. 45 games left as we speak.
Well, I suppose we shouldn't write them off completely, even though a lot of us have been willing to do that, because with Flaherty, you get a few more wins, maybe you can sneak into that wild card spot.
You're right, because now you go into a series where if you had, well, like this one, you have Adam Wainwright and Jack Flaherty, you know, going back-to-back. And I don't know if this J.A. Happ thing can work out. This is kind of crazy, Mark. This guy's 38 years old. he was getting killed in Minnesota. His ERA was in the sixes, and now it's like 1.6 in three starts for the Cardinals. So, you just got some mojo for the first time in a long time. And, oh, by the way, your best player is playing like the best player in baseball right now, Nolan Arenado, after a 9 RBI weekend in Kansas City.
Well, so we'll hang on to hope here. I'm actually going to the game tomorrow night. Looking forward to it. Haven't been to a game in about a month, so we'll check out the Cardinals tomorrow. And I think I was right. Waino's going tomorrow night, right?
Yes, he is.
I was telling Dave Kleinfrank earlier in the bedroom getting ready this morning, and I saw something on ESPN saying, I think they posed it as a question. Who ended up being number one in the preseason AP Top 25 football rankings? Let me think. Of course it's Alabama, but Oklahoma comes in second, Clemson sixth, Ohio State fourth, Georgia rounding out the top five. Mizzou doesn't get any votes for this top 25, but I'm okay with that because we've talked about this. They get off to a good start, they'll crack those rankings right away.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either. I mean, let's face it, they kind of limped home down the stretch last year. I'm bullish about the future. I love what Drink is doing. And they got another outstanding player that to flip his commitment from Virginia Tech to Mizzou. And I think there's a lot of optimism with Luther Burden Jr., who's the fifth-ranked player in the country from East St. Louis, that he'll eventually flip from Oklahoma to Mizzou. It would be the first five-star in Eli Drinkwitz's coaching regime. So, yeah, you're stacking recruiting classes, and I know the guy can coach.
Yeah, so I think the fan base might have gotten just a little bit too far ahead of themselves over the weekend because Drink posted Merry Flipmas, and I think a lot of people
thought it was the greatest when he does that.
Yeah, it is good, but I think a lot of people at that point thought it was going to be Luther Burden. But you're saying, and I'm hearing still there's a chance there, right?
I think there's a very good chance. In fact, Mark, I've been a friend of his father for about 30 years, Luther Burden, who's a great basketball player at St. Louis U. We played against each other for years. We talked for about 20 minutes over the weekend. And I actually spoke to Luther Burden Jr. Last night, and I asked him, what about the story that you could be decommitting? And he said, that is not true. He's still committed. I think he's a smart kid in that, Mark, if you're 17 or 18 years old and you have a chance to make official visits and see pretty girls and come back with a lot of swag and be on the sidelines for 100,000 fans at Georgia and Oklahoma and go to Mizzou, I think you do it. I think he's not going to be making any decision in the very near future.
Well, and then the case for a kid like that is, if you go, I guess Oklahoma isn't that far, but if you go to Columbia, you're going to have a lot of friends and family that will be able to see you to play.
You hit on a big point right there. He has, count them, 9 sisters. And his father always tells me he's really close with these sisters. I think you could have a closer relationship, if I'm not mistaken, if you're at Mizzou as opposed to Norman, Oklahoma, with those 9 sisters.
Do you think that all this stuff with OU leaving the Big 12 has any effect on this at all or not?
No, I don't think so. I think the NIL thing, the name, image, and likeness, I think that'll, Drink was really way out ahead of this. In fact, he's really pushing the governor. We got to do this. I think if some of these star players, especially at the skilled position at Mizzou, can start getting paid, I think that's going to help their chances with Luther.
Excellent. Frank Cusumano on this Monday afternoon. We keep our fingers crossed. Meantime, that season for Mizzou is just a couple of weeks away. We're getting closer to football, and I'm ready.
Oh, so am I. I cannot be more excited about the upcoming season for the Tigers. Hey, Mark, one quick hockey note. I don't know if you have another minute.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Zdeno Chara is headed to the Hall of Fame. He's 44 years old, Norris Trophy winner, the tallest player to ever play hockey at 6'9". I'm not saying he's in the prime of his career and he moves like Bobby Orr anymore, but there are some reports that the Blues are kicking the tires on him. And I think that he's not going to be expensive at all. He went to Washington last year in a 1-year deal under $800,000 to try to win a cup. I think if the Blues can convince him that they're close to winning a cup, they'd have a shot. And he's kind of that veteran presence that they're now missing with Jay Bouwmeester and Alex Pietrangelo. I think it'd be a real fascinating story if we could, seal the deal on him.
By the way, we have, because we didn't have this last year, we have like an official start date for the hockey season this year? Or not?
Well, I don't know if the schedules have come out yet. I don't, it is going to be on time. It's going to be back to that, fall season.
Right,
but I don't think...
We haven't seen the schedule, though.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't know. It gets very confusing, especially in the summer. I just wasn't sure because last year was just weird. We kept waiting, you know, obviously with COVID, the NBA too. Everything was just kind of strange. We will find out. Frank Cusumano, always with us on Fridays and Mondays. We'll talk on Friday afternoon at 4:45.
Okay, Mark. Talk to you soon. Thank
you. Preacher 5, 4:54. We'll wrap things up for the 4 o'clock hour. Dave, you going to make it to any Mizzou games this year?
I hope so.
You don't
really
go up very often,
though. No, I don't. I mean, I went up, I guess, 2 years ago to see Mizzou play Florida. That was my first time back on Mizzou's campus in probably 8 years.
Yeah.
Years or so. I mean, the campus is just amazing what they've done with it now.
Well, I'm psyched. I can't go to any games until October, but I really am excited about football season. Although by October, maybe my excitement will wane.
Well,
right?
You know what? I'm trying to really, you know, buy into still what Coach Drink is doing, and it's hard not to, but I can't recall, and obviously I'm a lot younger than you are, but I can't recall the last time they had this charismatic coach with so much personality like Eli Drinkwitz.
I would probably have to say, now I only go back to the 80s, but I don't remember that was that dynamic. And
right.
He just sort of dazzled people, owned the room when he walks in, because you don't hear anyone that's met Coach Drink, and I'm hoping to do that here quickly because I have not met him yet, that doesn't have that sort of, you know, reaction or reflection on him. And that's what the kids are feeling too. You know that. He's handling, you know, I think he's also doing a pretty good job of balancing, because this is important, the wokeness with doing some of the appropriate things so the team doesn't get all hacked up. But I'd love to see what's going to develop this season. We'll talk with Frank again, 4:45 on Friday. Steve Ellman from St. Charles County coming up, the latest on COVID. Also Jim Talent on the disaster that has become Kabul in Afghanistan.
Stop your hiding. Drop that bomb. Do you remember?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.